You don't have to look far for the inspiration of Children's Theater of Charlotte's play that debuts tonight. You can see it in the illustrations of a local artist and in the lives of many children in Charlotte. The play centers around a young boy whose father is abruptly deported one day. Distressed, the boy sets off to find his father with the help of a magic flying kite. WFAE's Nick De La Canal has the story behind the story of the new play called The Magic Kite.
On a recent windy day at Romare Bearden Park in uptown Charlotte, dozens of kids and their parents are sprinting through the grass, sending homemade painted kites flying in the breeze. The Children's Theater of Charlotte planned this event to generate excitement for their new show, The Magic Kite. Most of these kids have no clue what the show's about. They're just here for the kite flying. But there's one boy here who's already familiar with the play's storyline, even though he's never seen it. I find him standing near the edge of the park, flying a simple white kite.
My name is Emmanuel Hernandez, and I'm 10.
Emmanuel is in fourth grade, he likes video games, and for an elementary schooler, he's very stoic. He knows the story of the magic kite because it's partly based on his experience. When he was little, his father was deported by the U.S. government, leaving him and his mother to fend for themselves. But this story doesn't begin with Emmanuel. It actually begins with an artist who now works several miles east of uptown, in the art studios of the Latin American Contemporary Art Project.
Hello!
Hello!
Adelante, adelante.
The Children's Theater based this new original play off a series of illustrations created by this Latina. Her name? Rosalia Torres Weiner. She says it all started about 3 years ago.
In 2012, I was working as a muralist, and I was painting murals everywhere here in Charlotte.
At that time, she didn't know many immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, but she had friends who did. And they told her stories of families separated by deportations.
I said to myself, I need to do something about it. I need to help them.
She wanted to create a superhero, or maybe a super something, that could bring comfort to children missing their parents. And one day, it came to her.
I thought in my mind, my superhero would be this Latino boy. His name is Tito. Or Tito. Tito. And he would lose his dad to deportation, but he would discover the powers of a magic kite. And he would take to the sky in search of his dad.
Armed with inspiration, she pulled magazine clippings, fabric swatches, and multicolored ribbons. She created over a dozen multimedia illustrations, each telling part of Tito's story, like an oversized comic strip. And then...
I wanted to reach out to these kids.
But...
where to find them?
On a friend's recommendation, Rosalia attended Mass at a large Catholic church in East Charlotte, Our Lady of Guadalupe. At the end of the service, she explained her project to the congregation and invited immigrant children to meet with her in the back to share their stories and make their own kites.
A bunch of kids came to my table, and they were afraid, they were angry, they were sad, they didn't want to talk. So I had to figure it out how to deal with those children.
And Rosalia noticed one kid who seemed especially closed off, Emmanuel. You remember him from earlier. He was 6 years old at the time.
Emmanuel just didn't want to draw. And so I started talking to him, and I told him, are you upset? Do you miss your dad? And he said, nope. He was angry. And I knew this was going to be hard after talking to all the kids. And I said, how about your mom? That's your mom... misses your dad, and he said yes. I asked him, what does your mom do? And he said, my mom cries. She cries a lot. So I knew we were going somewhere, and I said, where does your mom cry? And he's like in the kitchen. I said, you know, Emmanuel, when I paint and I put those emotions, I feel better afterwards. I said, well, let's draw your mom crying in the kitchen.
So Emmanuel picked up some crayons and began drawing. Other kids drew similarly heartbreaking scenes on their kites. A father getting handcuffed while a mother and children watch from inside a house. Siblings with large blue tears rolling down their faces. Over the next few months, Rosalia held more kite-making workshops, and soon after, many of the kites went on display at the Levine Museum of the New South. That's about the time Adam Burke, artistic director of children's theater, heard about the project and realized it was a story he needed to adapt for the stage, even if the subject might make some uncomfortable.
We're not trying to make a statement of we either need a clearer path to citizenship or a more difficult path to citizenship. We're not saying that we need a clearer entry into the country or a more difficult entry into the country. What this is saying is there are children that are here now that are impacted when their family gets split up. That's a problem. That's what, to me, the play is about. And that's the story, and that is the conversation that needs to be had.
The show has been previewing in elementary schools over the past year, but tonight's performance will be the first in a formal theater with live musicians. Rosalia will be there, and along with her, Emmanuel. It'll be his first chance to see his story reimagined on stage. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.